Is the paranormal just a misunderstood part of life? Why is it so many people believe in mediums and never question whether they are being fooled or not? I think the reason is simple, they just want to believe so badly. It is possible that a few people are more sensitive to things than others, and this may allow a certain amount of insight into something like a couple of paranormal investigators who seem to be able to sometimes help the police solve cases. One of these people is Fiona Jonsson, who has been asked to help in many cases by law enforcement and seems to specialize in cold cases. There was an interesting statistic about the psychics police use. A poll was taken using 11 officers who use them on cases, and 8 state the psychics help them with information they didn't have. Could it be these people are just more intuitive and are able to piece some known facts together to reach a conclusion the police missed? There is a thought going around which states humans are in a state of evolving, and if this is true, could some of us be getting more abilities? I guess this is always a possibility. Could this ability allow certain mediums to perceive information from other dimensions, and could these dimensions be where we go when we die? We don't yet know enough about death to answer this question, but it is an interesting one. It seems the country is getting flooded with paranormal investigators. I am not talking about people with special abilities, I am talking about those who are interested in investigating for ghosts. Some of these people do it for money, as witnessed by all those ghost hunting programs on television and streaming services. Others are interested in finding out what happens after death, and that is their motive, and we usually don't hear about those people. There is much talk about vortexes lately, and some targets for them. There is even talk they may lead to not just shortcuts in space, but to alternate dimensions. It is just about impossible for us to picture dimensions above the fourth, which is said to be time. I have to wonder, if we were placed on a planet in a higher dimension, could we see anything? Maybe a better question is, could we even survive? What would happen to us if we ate a fifth or sixth dimension piece of food, or drank a fifth or sixth dimension liquid, or would there even be such things? When more than one person sees a spirit at the same time, could it be they really are seeing an image which was taken from their mind and created by some alien creature? I am not saying there is no life after death, but I am saying maybe we could be manipulated for reasons unknown at times. I am not even saying there are no legitimate ghosts people might see for various reasons. There are just too many strange things going on lately to think they are all caused by ghosts and such. Take the happenings all over the Uinta Valley in Utah, for example. Strange things have been going on there for centuries. It is also the home of the Skinwalker Ranch, where these strange, unexplainable actions have been taking place, and it is not the only area in the valley which is experiencing strange phenomenons. As far as Skinwalker Ranch is concerned, I am surprised the investigations there were not only allowed on television, but so was much of the evidence they found. We don't know if we have been privy to all of it or not, but what we have seen is shocking. On one episode, they were able to use special instruments to detect what could be a vortex over an area on the ranch called the Triangle. People in that valley report seeing UAPs all the time. Unfortunately, many of them experience cattle mutilations. Some even said they saw a UAP dropping a dead cow from it. The Native Americans believe a skinwalker was created by a curse, and there are some who claim to have seen it. One, when interviewed about it, said when he was a child, he saw a skinwalker outside his home. Many non-Native Americans think there is some relation with extraterrestrials and skinwalkers. There are strange places all over the world that have their own mysteries. One place I think is having them due to natural events is the Bermuda Triangle. The atmosphere above the triangle is said to be different from the atmosphere everywhere else. This is according to what I have heard. You can take it for what it is worth. It has been said this is why so many rogue waves hit ships in the triangle. Lloyd's of London and the US Coast Guard have said the number of planes that go missing in the triangle is the same percentage-wise as anywhere else. It has even been said it has such heavy ship traffic, this can attribute to ships going down when this is combined with rogue waves. It seems there are things in our lives which we are just not equipped to handle. Maybe some of these things will be revealed to us when we finally make a meaningful contact with extraterrestrials. We could find out our lives are a lot different than we have suspected. Some of the weird things we experience, after being explained, could become part of our normal lives. Take the strange radio signal that can't be explained in the Anta Valley. It seems to pop up when experiments are being conducted, but its origins are not traceable. One thing seems to be true, and that is there were advanced races on this planet in the past, and they could have been human or extraterrestrial. The ancient writings known as the Hindu Vedas are so specific about nuclear war and the effects, that we just can't ignore them. They also talk about flying machines, and one has to think if they knew about nuclear war and described it so well along with the effects of radioactivity, the part about the flying craft probably was also true. Since we have found evidence of ancient ruins which are radioactive, it has to be taken as proof the writing is correct. When the ancient text talks about hair and teeth falling out from radioactive poisoning, we have to listen and admit there must be something to this. Maybe the word paranormal should be dropped and instead the phrase unknown knowledge inserted.